Conquer Nation. We are recording this. This is our Tip Thursday. Thanks for tuning in. I'm recording this for the second time because I just tried to record it through the computer and it froze halfway through. So this is going to sound a little bit different than if you watch it on the Instagram TV or on Facebook. So you can catch it if you're not always on your podcast or doing that way and you want to just check in and see what's going on. You can tune in on Instagram TV or Facebook. We'll be uploading everything to there for our Tip Thursdays. So thank you so much for tuning in again this week. And this week's topic is not going to be for our runners or other endurance athletes out there. This week is going to be for our triathletes and our cyclists out there, because we're going to be talking a little bit about tire pressure. And tire pressure, what tire pressure is good, what you should try out, give it some experiments and see what works for you. We're not going to be talking about mountain bike or cross or anything, or gravel or anything like that, because that is a very large topic and that's going to depend on what size tires you're running, the terrain that you're on, rocky, sandy, so much different stuff there. So what we're focusing on today is on-road tire pressure. The traditional way of thinking is higher the better. So I mean, even when I started riding 10 years ago, 12 years ago, I guess it's been like 12 plus years ago, I had some race wheels and you could put up to 150 PSI in it. That's what you do. Whatever it says on the side, 120 for some tires, you put the max amount of pressure possible. And this is what traditionally cyclists have done. This is what everybody did forever. But now with technology changing and your wheels getting wider, your tires getting bigger, a traditional, most people are running 25 mil tires, 28 mil tires on the road and racing on those. And so things have changed quite a bit. And plus the science has really dug in on rolling resistance and what is really making you faster when it comes to your tire and how it acts in correlation with the road and what's actually going on there. So the science is very, very, very solid on this, and it really backs it up that a lower tire pressure is significantly faster and smoother. And so the way that it makes you faster is if you're running a really hard tire, let's just say for the longest time I ran probably around 100 PSI is kind of where I found the sweet spot. And I think I did that just because that's what everybody kind of around me was doing, or you ask somebody, what should I air it up to? And they tell you 100 PSI. So that's what you do without testing it or questioning it or thinking anything else about it. And some bigger athletes may do 110, 120. But basically what's happening whenever your tire is like a rock is it's constantly bouncing just a tiny, tiny bit over every single one of those imperfections in the road. And in this part of the country, we have chip and seal roads that are just basically like rock laid with oil, essentially, or asphalt. And it's not smooth at all. And even on a concrete road, it's really not smooth because you got the gaps in the concrete sections. So every time you're hitting those, your tires are actually bouncing up off the road just a tiny, tiny, tiny bit. So you're constantly going up and down, which is basically like going up a tiny little hill every single time you hit those things. So you're not staying flat on the road and moving forward. And so if you run a little bit lower PSI, your tire absorbs that bounce and your tire is staying flat and keeping you moving forward. And the power that you're putting out is going straight into the road and moving you forward instead of going up and down and forward. I hope that makes a little bit of sense. So once I started experimenting with this, there's a pump company named Silka. The CEO that owns that was the top engineer at Zip Wheels forever, and created all the great technology that you're seeing now and the trickle down from all that now. And he's got a podcast that's really good. They got a lot of good stuff on their website about stuff. He works with a lot of the pro tour teams and stuff like that about aerodynamics and drag and rolling resistance and all that kind of stuff. But he's the one that kind of got me going down this rabbit hole of less is more. And so I have my athletes now running. Everybody's pretty much running in the 80s, and some of my lighter female athletes I have running right around 80 PSI. I weigh between 155 and 160 pounds, and I am currently running around 85 to 83 PSI in my tires and love it. It feels so much better. It's so much smoother of a ride, for one, because your tires are absorbing so much, but it actually is, it's faster, especially when you put that in a combo with a wide wheel. And then your wider tires, the way the aerodynamic flow over that, there's an advantage there as well. And that's another podcast that we'll get into with wheel tire combination. But the running, the lower pressure, the tire will absorb more of those imperfections in the road, keep you grounded a lot more, and keep you moving forward a lot faster. So your body is naturally always associated vibration with speed. So when you run a really hard tire, really high pressure, it feels like you're going faster, but you're not actually going faster. You're actually wasting a little bit of energy and a few watts there. So give it a try. I just bumped mine down to 95, did a ride, bumped it to 90, did a ride, to 85, did a ride, and just kind of found that sweet spot for me. Basically what you're trying to get to is you want to get to a tire pressure where you don't feel it squishy and sliding out from underneath you like you're kind of having a flat. You want it to be just a little bit above that. Not a whole lot, but just a little bit above that. And I can't remember the exact science and the stats that he gave on it, but it was somewhere around 1 PSI too much tire pressure is equal to the amount of watts that you lose if you run 5 PSI too low of tire pressure. So you don't want to run too low of tire pressure where you're getting pinch flats and you're having issues out on the road, but you're wanting to kind of bring that down until it feels squishy, and then go back up just a tiny bit, and that's kind of your sweet spot. As road conditions change, maybe you ride a little bit more or a little bit less depending, but I would really recommend for someone of my weight, you're going to run it probably in the mid 80s. Some of my athletes that are up around 170, 180 pounds, they're still running in the high 80s, maybe 90 at the absolute max. So give it a try. Give me your response. Let me know feedback. Not only is it going to be significantly more comfortable with the wider tires and a lower PSI, but you're actually going to go faster. That's a win-win combination that everybody's gonna love. So give it a try, give me some feedback, let me know your response and what tire pressure you run, what you like, why you like it. And if you give this experiment a try, give me your feedback on if it worked or if it didn't. So thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe. Next episode drops on Friday. It's gonna be about Breck Epic and my adventures there, what it was, a quick recap. But I'm gonna go over my training and how my training can help your training and what I learned and what it can help make you a little bit better athlete on your next adventure. So thank you so much for tuning in. This is Tip Thursday, and we will be back. You can watch this on Instagram, you can watch it on Facebook, or subscribe to the podcast and get your automatic uploads. Thank you so much.